Brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic is witnessing the approach of the last hour. And it is known, and it is an article of faith to every Muslim, irrespective of the age, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator who created this universe and brought it into being from nothing. And he is the one who is going to end it. This existence wasn't there one day. There wasn't. And Allah brought this existence, the creation, into being. Allah is the first and the last. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, كَانَ اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ مَعَهُ. So Allah is the first. All this what we see, the creation is created by Him. And I know that many of you have studied in physics the law of the conservation of energy. You remember that? Energy can never be created nor be destroyed, but can be transformed from one form to another, right? And we still study that. Energy can never be created, it's false. Energy created by the Creator. Allah brought everything into being from nothing. Therefore, Allah will also bring to an end this creation. The Malakut, the heavens, the stars, the galaxies, everything will be put to an end. And that is what is we call Yawm al-Qiyamah, or the Doomsday. But no one knows when that will happen exactly. No one knows. Except Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, Muslims are the most acquainted people about what is going to happen in the future, more than anybody else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with the information in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet. Whereas the people of the book, Jews or Christians, not to mention the others, let them alone, Buddhist or Hindu, they don't know anything about these things. In the first place, they don't believe in resurrection or doomsday, whatever. They believe in incarnation, as you know. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and informed us about the signs that will precede that great event, which is the doomsday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was questioned about the doomsday or the day of judgment, or the end of the world, whatever we want to call it. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 187, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Which means, they ask you, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about the hour. When will its coming be? When will it happen? Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. This إِنَّمَا, this article, in the Arabic language, it limits the meaning, it confines it. That means, no one knows about the knowledge of the answer, about the hour, except Allah. No one, nobody else. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the hour will take place. Its knowledge is only with my Lord subhanahu. None will reveal it. at its time save him? No one. We know that the hour will come, will take place, will happen on Friday. We know that. On Friday. But which Friday? We don't know. Still, Allah knows. That's why on Friday, the Prophet ﷺ said, the best prayer is the prayer of the dawn of Friday. أفضل الصلاة صلاة فجر اليوم الجمعة في جماعة. And it is the sunnah that the imam should read As-Sayda and Al-Insan. And some ignorant Muslims think that the reason that he should read the Sayda for the Sayda. They don't know the reason. The reason that these two surahs, they remind the people about their creation and the return to the Creator. Because the Qiyamah will happen on Friday. Its knowledge is weighty upon the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth. ثقلت السماوات والأرض. It will not come to you except suddenly. This is what will happen. Suddenly the hour will happen. So much so the Prophet ﷺ said, a man would be fixing the pond to water his camel. And he would not be able to water his camel from that pond. A person would be eating. He would not be able to finish the morsel of the food. That's it. So this is what's going to happen. Suddenly. They asked you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if you are well informed about it. Say, قُلْ. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah. But most of mankind do not know. But as I said, we know the signs as mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, and which you know that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ when he was sitting with his companions and he was dressing white and his hair is black and he's a stranger, not known to them. But they cannot see the fatigueness of the travel because no dust on his hair. And he asked them about Islam, Iman, Ihsan, was asking the Prophet ﷺ. And he sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ and he put his own hands on his own thighs. And this scholars, they say, this is how the students of knowledge should sit in front of the Shaykh. In front of the Shaykh. In that hadith, Jibreel asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, tell me about the hour. أخبرني عن الساعة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, the questioned one, the one who was questioned, is not more knowledgeable about it than the questioner. You know better than me. Then he said, tell me about its signs. Tell me about the signs of the hour. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, he said that the slave girl give birth to her mistress. And that you see the barefooted, naked, poor shepherds building tall buildings. This prophecy, we see it back home every day. Okay? We, in Arabia, people, they are nomadic tribes. Just 50 years ago, we were barefooted. Okay? And now we have skyscrapers. By the grace of Allah. But this is also a threat that we are getting closer towards the end of the world. And you can see towers. And you see the owner of the tower, Ra'i Safra. Huh? Those who know Arabic, they understand. Ra'i Safra, the shepherd of the yellow camel. That he is the owner. Okay? So this prophecy has been fulfilled. And you see the slave girl is giving birth to her own mistress or master. Here the scholars like Hafiz ibn Hajar and Fath al-Bari, when they talked about this, they said this is a sign that Islam is going to spread again. And we have no doubt about that by Allah. Okay, we should not despair, we should not lose hope. Islam is going to supersede, Islam is going to spread all over. And we are going to have Rome. Rome, we are going to have it. This we have no doubt. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about that. Okay? The only thing that we have to become true Muslims and die upon Islam. That's it. Don't worry about Islam. Islam will supersede and spread. But worry about yourself, whether you will die upon Islam or upon the kufr. That's the most important thing. So here Ibn Hajar is saying that Islam will spread. And we know, of course, the slavery is not there in Islam. It was existing before Islam. And Islam came and liberated the slaves. But still, there is a chance to have slaves in the future. And that's the disbelievers. Okay? Their women, when they are caught, it's up to the Khalifa, the Caliph, to decide whether to enslave them and distribute them among the soldiers, Muslim Mujahids, or to set them free, or to execute them. And this is against the Geneva Convention. Okay? We don't care. This is the law of Allah. So this is a prophecy. This is a prophecy that Islam will spread. Some of the scholars, they explain this hadith in the metaphoric sense. Okay, let me finish. So if, for instance, now you have a woman who is a slave, and you can sleep with her besides the four wives, halal, and her child is legitimate child, is your child, and if you are free, he is free. His mother is a slave, and her son is a master. So she gave birth to her master. And if she gave birth to a daughter, a mistress, and because the mother, she is still a slave. And the moment the master dies, she becomes free by default, automatically. Okay? The other explanation says that undutifulness among the children. Children will become rebellious, children will become undutiful to their parents, so much so that they will treat their parents as if they are slaves. So the boy will be treating his mother as if she is a slave, and the daughter will treat her mother as if her mother is a slave. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. Closer and closer to mankind comes their reckoning, yet they heed not and they turn away. The hisab, the end of the world, calling you to the hisab, to accountability, to explain what you did in your lifetime. It's getting closer. And by the way, brothers and sisters, your qiyamah is not far from, good things, the qiyamah is still far. The moment you die, your qiyamah is established. The moment you die, your qiyamah is established. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكْرَاهَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. They ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, about the hour. When will be its appointed time? Wherein are you concerned with the declaration thereof? You don't know about it. With your Lord is the limit fixed therefore. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows what time the hour will take place. You are but a warner for those fearing. This is the mission of the Prophet. You are only a warner for those who fear it. Those who are afraid of Yawm al-Qiyamah, they will receive admonition. Those who disbelieve, forget it. Whether you tell him there is a resurrection, doomsday, they don't believe in the first place about resurrection or about the existence of Allah, etc. The day they see it, when it happens, it will be as if they had tarried, but a single evening, or at most till the following morning. They think, what happened? Just, it happens like that, quickly. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. And this is 1400 years ago happened. The hour is nigh, is close. And the moon is cleft asunder, as a miracle for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told the mushrik, look to the moon. And the moon cleft asunder, divided into two halves. The moon divided into two halves. And he said, watch! Watch! Abu Jahl said, this is a tremendous spell you cast upon us. This is magic. So the cleft of the moon is a sign of the hour that it is getting close. So there are certain events and signs that will precede the hour. And these signs are categorized by the scholars into minor and major signs. The minor signs, most of them already occurred. And the major ones, if one appears, the rest after it immediately. Just like a string of beads broken. You cut a string of beads, what will happen to the beads? They will fall one after the other, successively. Exactly. The moment one of the signs of the hour appears, the rest are followed. So, talking about the hour strengthens one iman, and he should prepare himself for that day. And also it strengthens our conviction about the truth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is Rasulullah. When we see the fulfillment of the prophecies, he told us this is going to happen, and you see it. This strengthens your iman, that he is the true messenger of Allah. Because what he said, you can see it now, being fulfilled in front of your eyes. When he said 1400 years ago, that there will be women dressed and yet naked, that was difficult for the Sahaba to visualize or understand. But we see it every day. We see it every day. That prophecy is now fulfilled. Also, we can be aware of the details of these things. If we know about the hour, then we will be aware, because we know what is going to happen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith, which is in Tirmidhi and Muslim and Musnad Ahmad, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hasten to do good deeds before tribulations like pieces of the darkened night. The fitan. Fitan, brothers, they started by the death of Umar ibn al-Khattab. Because Umar ibn al-Khattab was the door, the gate that was blocking the fitan. And he asked about this gate, this door. What will happen to that door? Will it be opened or broken? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, it will be broken. Umar said, it will never cease. The fitan, they will never stop. And they started by his death. And they are carrying on. And what the tribulations and the tests that are coming, and the afflictions, are more and tougher than the previous ones. So much so that the Muslims say, oh, this one will finish me. This fitna will finish me. And this fitna will pass over. He said, alhamdulillah. The bigger one will come. And you say, this one, till the end of the world. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, hasten to do good deeds before tribulations like pieces of the darkened night, wherein a man will awaken a believer, but be an unbeliever by night. In the morning he is a believer, at night he's a disbeliever. Or will be a believer by night and awaken as a disbeliever in the morning. In which people will sell their religion for some partly worldly provisions. People will be selling their deeds. And this is what's happening. In order to be, he will be an advisor to the disbeliever. A Catholic. He will be plotting and helping the disbelievers against the Muslims. And he claims that he's a Muslim. So people are selling their own deen. Some of these minor signs, the Prophet ﷺ said, as Anas is reported, and this is in Nasa'i authentic, he said, among the signs of the hour is that people will compete with one another in building and decorating mosques. How many mosques do you have in UK? So many. How many universities do you have? None. How many high schools? Is there any university for the Muslims here? Tell me. So I can correct myself. But how many masjids? So your children, they go to the educational system of the government. Where they will study all the, you know what I mean. So here, the hadith. And not only this, see this hadith which is very, very scary one. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is in Sahih al-Jami' authenticated by our Shaykh al-Bani, rahimahullah. He said, إِذَا حَلَّيْتُم مَصَاحِفَكُمْ وَزَخْرَبْتُم مَسَاجِدَكُمْ فَالدَّمَارُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Which means, when you adorn and beautify the Mus'haf, the Qur'an, very beautiful. The writing, the papers, you can see your face on the page. Reflecting. Very nice. Golden. Flowers around. Beautiful. So we are adorning the mushafs. He said, إِذَا حَلَّيْتُم مَصَاحِبَكُمْ when you adorn your mushafs. وَزَخْرَبْتُم مَسَاجِدَكُمْ and you decorate the masjids. You decorate the masjid, you see, the chandelier. Chandelier they call it. The chandelier. This chandelier maybe, only the price of it will build many masjids in poor Muslim countries. And you see, it's very massive. If it falls down, it will kill. Okay. Only the chandelier. Alright. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying, and decorate your masjids. Then what will be? The result. فَالدَّمَارُ عَلَيْكُمْ destruction and ruin will fall upon you. You will be destroyed. You will be ruined. And this is happening. Masjids, they are beautiful. Attracting the disbelievers. And they became like museums. Huh? Frequent visitors. Only we tell them, just be nice. Put something on your head. Pull off your shoes, please. And that's it. There is no difference between the masjid and the temple. This is what is happening. Also, in Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed among the signs of the hour, that knowledge will decrease. Which knowledge? Secular one? No. The religious knowledge. Will decrease. And we see it. How many scholars you have here in the UK? You can count them. How many doctors we have? So many. Scholars? Few. How many scholars in the Muslim Ummah? Whom you can trust and you refer to. You can count them. And all of them are very old. Those who passed away or those who are very close. So what will happen in their absence? Who will guide the ummah? Allahumma musta'an. Knowledge will decrease. Ignorance will abound, will be dominating. Adultery will become widespread. No need to explain this, you know it. Zina will become widespread. Wine will be drunk among the Muslim world, among the Arabs in particular. You know what they call the wine? Al-Khamr, Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of evil. Sharab Ruhi. Spiritual drink. See? Spiritual drink. Shameful deeds. Shameful deeds, actors, actresses, acting, etc. We call it art. Beautiful word. Art. But what is it in reality? Evil. But they call it art. You know why? Because the scholars, they say, evil is ugly. And any person will reject it. So in order for the people to accept the evil, you have to beautify it. You cannot present it as it is. You have to wrap it and you have to beautify it. That's why Iblis could not tempt Adam to eat from the tree unless he told him, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَجَرَةُ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ اللَّهِ يَبْلَى. Oh Adam, I will tell you, do you want me to tell you about a tree? If you eat from it, you will have eternity, eternal life. And a kingdom that will never perish and come to an end. And Adam forgot and he ate from the tree. And what happened? His nakedness appeared to him. And he became naked. So it was not, it was not something that will give him eternal life. It was a cause for him to come down to earth to suffer. This is the tree. And the Bible says, you know, when Adam ate from the tree in the Old Testament, he gained the knowledge of God. And he became equivalent to God, so God was afraid. So that's why he decided to leave the Jannah. Now you are a threat to me. Is this God? If one of his creatures is threatening him, subhanAllah. And men will be few. Brothers, men, what will happen to the Muslim men? Will be few. Muslim men will be few. What will happen? They will die. Yes. Battles are in the queue, brothers. The confrontation is in the queue. And soon, they are not far. Not far. And the Arabs in particular, there will be very, very few. Men will be few. And women will be many. To the extent that there will be a single provider for 50 women. One Muslim man, 50 women behind him. Sisters, wives, nieces, etc. What happened to the men? Killed. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, time will contract. Become short. Today's Saturday. Within a blink of an eye, it's the weekend. Don't you feel it? Weekend. 1 year over. Oh, which conference is it? The ninth. Huh? Yes, inshallah, if we remain alive, within a blink of an eye, the 10th conference. It was yesterday. Yes, time contracts. The knowledge will be lifted up. The religious one. Stinginess will be cast. People will become stingy. They worship the dirham, the pound, and the dollar, etc. Tribulations will appear, and killing will be much. Killing. And a newspaper in the morning, see. Murder, murder, murder. Everywhere. Everywhere. You see this. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, and this is in Bukhari and Sunan Abu Dawood, verily there will be surely be among my nation people who will legitimize, this is among the signs, illicit sexual intercourse, that means prostitution will become legal among the Muslims, not among the kuffar. And this is now there among the Muslim, in Muslim countries. Prostitution is legal. And they have permit. And she would tell you, don't worry. Yes, I was examined yesterday. So I don't have STDs. I don't have AIDS. I don't have anything. The wearing of silk for men, the drinking of wine, and musical instruments. People will make this halal when it is haram. And the saddening part that you find also many of what they call Islamic materials, music is there. And you find Muslim, we're doing double quotes, scholars, they say it is halal. It relaxes the nerves, the nervous system. It relaxes your body. And then the hadith goes, carry on, and some people shall surely alight by a mountain, and then Allah will destroy them by night. People will be making a party under a mountain, and they will spend the whole night celebrating under this mountain, and then this mountain will fall upon them. And others will be transformed into apes and swine. The others will be transformed into apes and swine till the day of resurrection. And whoever legitimizes, whoever makes the haram halal, he's a kafir. Is this clear? Anyone makes the haram halal, he's a kafir, disbeliever. And anyone who makes the halal haram is a kafir. It's only Allah who makes things halal and haram. Also, among the signs of the hour, the riddah, apostasy. Muslims, they become apostate. They leave Islam. And this, you see it every day. Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadawi, rahimahullah, he wrote a book, beautiful. Riddatun wala Aba Bakrin laha. Apostasy, but there is no Abu Bakr. There is a riddah, but who can combat this riddah? There is no Abu Bakr now. Writers, they talk about Islam, they reject the Sunnah, they talk about the Quran, they talk about the person of the Prophet. No one can do anything to them. So here the Prophet ﷺ is saying in this hadith, the hour will not be established before some tribes of my nation join the pagans. Many tribes of the Muslims, they will become pagans, mushriks. And in Yemen in particular, the hadith in Sahih Muslim, and the tribe of Daws will worship their idol again, that they used to worship before Islam. So tribes will join the pagans. Nor before the idols will be worshipped, and indeed there shall be in my nation 30 liars, 30 imposters, each of them claiming that he is a prophet. But I am the last of the prophets. There is no prophet after me. And the first one was Musaylama al-Kadhab. Musaylama the liar who sent a letter to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, oh Muhammad, let us compromise. Okay? You are the prophet in Hijaz. I am the prophet in Yamama. So let us divide it. So the Prophet ﷺ also replied, from Muhammad Rasulullah to Musaylama the liar. Okay? And then
Another woman said,
"Why Musaylama alone? I also am a prophetess."
And her name was Sajah.
And Musaylama married Sajah. Then Al-Amsi in Yemen.
And the list is going on.
Rashad Khalifa in America. Elijah Muhammad. Ghulam Ahmad Gadiani. He's a prophet. They said he died in the toilet. Okay.
And so we'll not be surprised if someone now comes and says, "I'm a prophet." How can a prophet? The Prophet ﷺ informed us about you. So join the club.
Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, among the signs of the hour, corruption of authority. Is it clear? Authority corrupted? Okay. Corruption of authority. He said, when he was asked about when the hour will happen, will establish, will occur, he said, when trust, when the amana is lost, then await the hour. When the amana, you cannot trust anyone, then wait for the hour. So much so, the hadith says that the people in the whole town, if you want to give someone something to trust him, say, "I'll give you this property or this wealth, keep it with you for a while." You cannot trust anyone. You cannot. Even your brother. So the people would be saying to each other, if you want a man who is trustworthy, there's a man in that tribe. Among us, all of us are, what? Looters. Okay, all of us are thieves. Okay, if you want a man whom you can trust, you can find a man in that tribe. Subhanallah. And this we can see it. And then he said further, he replied also to Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the question, and he said, when إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ لِغَيْرِ أَهْلَهِ, when affairs are rested with those unworthy of handling them, then wait for the hour. Then he said also, this is in Bukhari, the hadith which is in Musnad Ahmad, he said, they shall come upon feeble deceptive years. Now we are living these deceptive years. In which the liar will be regarded as truthful. The liar. The truthful one will be regarded as a liar. The opposite. The treacherous one will be trusted. The trustworthy one will be mistrusted. And in which a ruwaybidah will speak. A ruwaybidah. Someone asked, what is a ruwaybidah? He said, the mean, the wicked person speaking about the affairs of the general public. Those who will be in authority will be those who are wicked. Not those who are qualified. Not those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also among the signs of the hour, killing. The imposters, as we mentioned. Shortage in water and vegetation. And this is going to happen soon. You know, in Jordan, they have a problem with water. Though they have the Jordan River. Because Israel sucked all the water. And they take water from Israel. And last year, Israel gave them water, you know, sewer water. The sewer water. What is happening now to the Euphrates? And the, what they call it, Tigris? Yes. The other river. And the hadith that says that the Euphrates will, there will be a mountain of gold underneath it. And now the water, the level of the water is dropping drastically. Because Turkey has established many dams. And built many dams. So there will be shortage in water. There will be shortage in vegetation. No rain. Among the major signs, the Prophet's death. The death of the Prophet. This is one of the major signs. Among the signs of the hour. That is one of them. Hudaifah narrated, he said, when he was asked, what do you discuss about?
The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, they were discussing. He said, what do you discuss about? They, the companions, said, we are discussing about the last hour. Thereupon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it will not come until you see 10 signs before it appears, before it happens. And then he made a mention of the smoke, the Dukhan, the Dajjal, the Antichrist. Who is the Antichrist? The Dajjal, who is now in an island in the Sea of Arabia, chained. Don't tell me they didn't see this island by the satellites. Because Allah doesn't want them to know it. That's it. That's the answer. With all their sophisticated equipment and satellites, they cannot see the wall that is built by Dhul-Qarnayn. It's not the wall of China, because the Chinese are roaming around. And Gog and Magog are trapped behind. Okay? Then the beast, an animal, will be stamping the people. Believer, disbeliever, believer, disbeliever. The rising of the sun from the west. Rising of the sun from the west, that's the end of the world. And you found many defiant Muslims in the west. They say, the rising of the sun from the west, that means the Khilafah from the west. We don't want the Khilafah at that time, it's the end of the world. Okay? So the sun here is the real sun, okay? Then the descent of Jesus, son of Mary, alayhi salam. Soon he will descend, Isa, alayhi salam, the son of Mary. And all the Jews and the Christians, they have to follow him. And anyone who refuses, he will kill him, cut his throat. That's what Isa will do. As in Bukhari and Muslim, that it is high time, it's nearly a time for Jesus to descend. And he will break the crucifix. And he will kill the swine. And he will not accept the jizya from anyone except Islam. And he is the one who is going to kill the Antichrist, the Dajjal, Isa al-Islam. They are waiting, we are waiting. Okay, they are waiting for him, we are waiting for him. Then, Gog and Magog, Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And landslidings in three places. Landslidings in three places. One in the east, one in the west, and one in Arabia. At the end of which, fire would burn from the Yemen. The fire that will drive the people to the land of assembly. This fire starts from Aden, in Yemen. And it gathers the people to the land of assembly. Ardul Mahshar. And the land of assembly is Bilad al-Sham, Lebanon, Palestine, Syria, this area. And the shape of the land of assembly is very circular. Like a loaf of bread. White. And this fire will drive the people. Assemble them. You can, and the, when they stop moving, it's, the fire stops. When they move, it moves. You cannot go back. So this is the fire. So what will happen to the people who are not in Arabia? The scholars, they say that's where it begins. Okay? Then it might spread to different directions and bring the people. So don't worry. Okay? And we drive the people to the place of their assembly. This is in Sahih Muslim. And inshallah, the final hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, the last hour would not come until the Romans, who are the Romans? The Christians. The Romans are the Christians. Would land at Al-A'maq or in Dabr. These are two places in Syria. And an army of the Christians, consisting of the best soldiers, an army of the Muslims here, an army consisting of the best soldiers of the people of earth, at that time, will come from Medina to counteract them. Because 960,000 from the Christians will come to fight the Muslims. This is in Bukhari. So the Muslims, they will try to counteract this insult or attack. When they will arrange themselves in ranks, the Romans would say, do not stand between us and those Muslims who took prisoners from amongst us. The Muslims would have taken prisoners from among the disbelievers. And those prisoners then became Muslims. So now the Christians, they say, give us our brothers. So the Muslim, they would refuse. So the Muslim, they would refuse that. The Christian, they would say, let us fight them. The Muslims would say, nay, by Allah, we would never get aside from you and from our brethren that you may fight them. No, we are not going to hand them over to you. They will then fight, and the third part of an army would run away, whom Allah will never forgive. Third of the Muslim army will run away, and Allah will never forgive them. Then a third part of the army, which would be constituted of excellent martyrs in Allah's eyes. Another third of the Muslim army will die, and those are the best martyrs, the shuhada, in the Allah's eye, would be killed, and the third, who would never be put to trial, would win, and they would be conquerors of Constantinople. Where's Constantinople today? Turkey. Constantinople was taken before and opened by the Muslims. So now this is the second time, as if it will become. Now it is a secular state. And the Muslims will have it back. Again, that's the second conquest, Fatih. And as they would be busy, the Muslims, in distributing the spoils of war amongst themselves, the ghanaim, the booty, after hanging their swords by olive trees, this means the fight will be with, what will happen to the nuclear weapons? Allah knows. Leave it to Allah. Allah has soldiers no one knows about them. Okay. What will happen to their might? What will happen to their power? Allah knows. And Allah is able to destroy that. And as they would be busy in distributing the spoils of war amongst themselves, after hanging their swords by the olive trees, the Satan would cry, the Dajjal has taken your place among your family. The Shaitan would scream. They would then come out, but it would be of no avail. That is, the news is not true. And when they come to Syria, he would come out while they would be still preparing themselves for battle, drawing up the ranks. So when they reach Syria, the Dajjal will appear. Certainly the time of prayer shall come, and then Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, son of Mary, would descend and would pray behind the Mahdi. Isa alayhi salam, he would descend, placing his two hands on the wings of two angels near Damascus. And when the Mahdi feels that Isa descends by smelling him, he said, come and pray. Lead the salah. He said, no, you are the imam. And Isa will pray behind the Mahdi. And Mahdi is Muhammad ibn Abdullah, from among the children of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And also through the branch of Al-Hasan, not the branch of Hussein. And he looks like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay. And he and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Mahdi yuslihuhu Allahu fi layla. Allah yuslihuhu fi layla. That means he was not upright. He's not perfect. Allah would reform him overnight. And the Muslim, they would give him the bay'ah inside the haram in Mecca. So we know only about the Mahdi from Mecca, from the haram. So anyone who claims that he is a Mahdi, anywhere, he's a liar. So the Mahdi, the bay'ah will be given to him in the haram by the Muslim scholars. And then an army will come to invade and to fight him, and Allah will destroy the army. And the earth will swallow them. Then the hadith goes further. When the enemy of Allah, the Dajjal, would see him, when he would see Isa alayhi salam, he, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the Messiah of the Jews. The Jews are waiting for this Messiah, and they have already prepared the cow that they are going to slaughter. You know this on TV? You saw the cow? Yes, they showed the cow that they are going to slaughter when the Dajjal appears, and the rabbi was testing, examining with the magnifying glass the hair of the cow. Yes? They are preparing. And they want to destroy Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to build the temple for their Dajjal, for their king. But all these hopes, will not be fulfilled. They will be wiped. The Muslims will fight them, and they will be hiding themselves behind the trees and the rocks. Even the trees and the rocks, they hate the Jews. And the trees and the rocks would say, Ya Abdullah, O servant of Allah, come, there is a Jew behind me, kill him. Except the plant of Gharqad. And this is the plant for the Jews, and they are planting it all over Palestine. Where they can seek shelters behind. So when the enemy of Allah, the Dajjal, would see him, he would disappear just as the salt dissolves itself in water. And if he, and when Isa would follow him, chase him, and he is running away from him, and Isa is chasing him, and Isa then will stab him with the spear at Lud, at the Lud in Palestine, where the airport is there.